Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. This book came out about 5 years ago. It's just so amazing. But in the book, you wrote about how you and Leslie engaged in a prayer experiment after enduring a significant spiritual battle. So prior to this battle, you still were all out engaged Christians, but it's like God took you to a new level. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, I think at the time when that book was written, it was written after, I don't know, it had been a year or two. I think if we go back around 8 years for us, we're hitting a very significant time period in our development, because we've been leaders in the church in various forms for close to 20 years. And I was working in the church even before that, but that's when we were married. And so that was just a unique uniting of our strength. So we had always believed in prayer. We'd always prayed. It's not that we didn't pray. It's not that we actually changed our viewpoint on the value and the importance of prayer. But what had to happen is that our viewpoint on the significance of prayer had to permeate down to the practical level. We had to actually say, if prayer really is that which we believe will change the earth, and that's God's chosen means in his economy, this is how he accomplishes things, and we come into agreement with that, what would our lives look like? And that's where the experiment came in. It's like, well, we believe that if we give the bigger portions of our life to praying instead of just brainstorming and wrestling through things in the practical realm, but we actually begin wrestling in the spiritual realm, that life will begin to dramatically shift. And what we found is exactly that. I mean, we could hallmark all our family of four adoptions have been born out of that focus of saying, God, we're all in. It's changed our life, and our life has never been the same, and how could we ever go back to the way we were?
Being in Frontline's Christian ministry, but not really having our spiritual armor on, we kind of just accepted everything. Whenever, you know, financial crisis would hit, or people that we trusted would maybe like betray us or stab us in the back, or there would be just all sorts of things that would hinder us from doing the work that we knew God was calling us to do. I remember every time I would get up to speak, I would be hit with some kind of debilitating sickness to make it where I couldn't even really be up on stage and speak and do what I knew God had called me to do. And so it sounds spiritual to always just accept everything as coming from God. But one of the things that we walked through in that season is to say, okay, yes, the Bible says that we will go through trials and challenges. We shouldn't expect an easy life as Christians. And yet we need to identify which of the things that are hitting us are really coming from God and which are coming from the enemy. And when we begin to study the promises of God and the nature of God, we begin to realize a lot of the struggles we were going through were simply attacks from the enemy. Once we begin to identify which things were really coming from the enemy, we began to have some prayer targets to say, okay, now it's time to lift up that shield of faith and pray until we start to see victory in these areas.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.